Friends, our subject is Six Sigma. And now, let us make a beginning for our chapter number 20. And the name of the chapter is Lean Six Sigma. Lean Six Sigma is a beautiful amalgamation of lean manufacturing and Six Sigma principles, which we have learned all along. Lean Six Sigma is a fact-based, data-driven philosophy of improvement that values defect prevention over defect detection. Lean Six Sigma drives customer satisfaction and bottom-line results by reducing process variation, waste, cycle time, while promoting the use of work standardization and flow, thereby creating a competitive advantage for our organization. Lean and Six Sigma both provide customers with the best possible quality, cost, delivery, and a newer attribute, that is nimbleness. What is the meaning of nimbleness? Nimbleness means ability to move quickly and lightly. That is nimbleness. So, lean manufacturing and Six Sigma both are amalgamated to provide customers with the best possible quality, cost, delivery, and nimbleness. Now, first we will see what is the meaning of lean manufacturing. The core idea of lean manufacturing, that is lean production, is actually quite simple. Relentlessly work on eliminating waste from the manufacturing process. That's all. That is the only idea of lean manufacturing. Eliminate waste. Waste, what is waste? Waste is defined as any activity that does not add value from the customer's perspective. What is does not add value? One thing for which customer is not ready to pay is called waste, is called non-value-adding activity for which customer does not want to pay. So, waste is defined as any activity that does not add value from the customer's point of view. According to research conducted by the Lean Enterprise Research Center, 60% of production activities in a typical manufacturing operation are waste. 60%, unbelievable. 60% of production activities in a typical manufacturing operation are waste. They add no value at all for the customer. They add no value at all from the customer's perspective. Let us discuss the lean manufacturing tools. First is 5S. Housekeeping. Organize the work area. It's a Japanese principle. All of you know 5S. Five numbers or five words which start from S. Sort, that is eliminate that which is not needed. Straighten, that means organize remaining atoms. A place for everything and everything in its place, that is called straighten. First sort, then straighten, then shine. What is shine? Clean and inspect work area. Speak and span. Next is standardize. Write standards for above. Then sustain. Whatever you have achieved, regularly apply the standards and sustain. Sort, straighten, shine, standardize, and sustain. 5S eliminates waste that results from a poorly organized work area. Everywhere we see that the organized areas are very, very poorly organized. 5S organizes the work area. Then, undone. Again, Japanese principle. visual feedback system for the plant and then visual feedback system for the plant floor that indicates production status. Alerts when assistance is needed and empowers operators to stop the production process. Look at this picture. Here there is a lamp where red indicates production has been stopped. That means operator is telling you, sir, there is some problem, so I have stopped. He operator is empowered to stop the production when he feels that there is a problem. Then yellow, problem has been depicted. Then green means condition is normal. That means whenever I walk into the shop floor and I see the red lamp there, that means that there is some problem. Operator has stopped the machine. He is giving you a signal, and that is unknown. Next, bottleneck analysis. Identify which part of the manufacturing process limits the overall throughput and improve the performance of that part of the process. In a process, it happens that there is a step which is becoming bottleneck because the capacity of that machine or that equipment is not equal to the production targets. So, bottleneck. So, identify which part of the manufacturing process is limiting the overall throughput and improve the performance at that part of the process is bottleneck analysis. Then, continuous flow. Manufacturing, where work in progress smoothly flows through production with minimal or no buffers between steps of the manufacturing process. It eliminates many forms of waste. Which are waste? Inventory, waiting time, and transport. Continuous flow. Then Gemba. Gemba is workplace. The real workplace. A philosophy that reminds us to get out of our offices, go there, look at the workplace, and spend time on that plant floor, the place where real action occurs. The place where workers are working, machines are working, and lot of problems are there. Gemba is the real workplace. Haijunka, that is level scheduling. A form of production scheduling that purposely manufactures in smaller batches by sequencing or mixing product variants within the same process. It reduces lead times since each product or variant is manufactured more frequently, and inventory also. It reduces inventory also since batches are smaller. By using Haijunka, you can avoid working in batches, which often results in too much stock, wasted space, overburden, and an uneven workflow, and work in line with customer demand. Whatever customer is demanding, with that rate. For example, order comes for 24 cars in 24 hours. That means every hour you have to produce one car. Work in line with customer demand. Or in other words, only produce as much is needed by the customer. Maintaining this balance of meeting demand while not creating more waste than necessary is all the harder when demand fluctuates. Defining your talk time. What is talk time? That is, if I am getting an order of 24 cars in 24 hours, that means I have to manufacture one car every hour. Defining your talk time can help you keep a steady production pace while not over or underproducing. Next tool is Hoshin Kanri. What is Hoshin Kanri? Policy deployment. What is policy deployment? Aligning the goals of the company. That is strategy. All of you know. Align the goals of the company with the plans of middle management. That is tactics. And the work performed on the plant floor. That is action. Strategy, tactics, action is policy deployment. Is called in Japanese as Hoshin Kanri. Upper management communicates the strategy to middle management, who weighs in with their own perspective along with insights obtained from direct reports. This is upper management. Middle management then determine which tactics to use to reach those goals and communicate that information to their teams. Frontline employees share operational insights with middle managers, which can then be used to further refine the processes. This is all what we call it as policy deployment, Hoshin Kanri. Now, the next is Jidoka, that is automation. Design equipment to partially automate the manufacturing process, that is partial automation, is typically much less expensive than full automation. That you know it. And to automatically stop when defects are detected. After Jidoka, workers can frequently monitor multiple stations. One man, two machines. One man, four machines also. I have seen it. After Jidoka, worker can frequently monitor multiple stations for production, for quality. Many quality issues can be detected immediately, automatically improving quality. So Jidoka is automation. Then just in time. I was mentioning some time back. Just in time. Pull parts through production based on customer demand. Instead of pushing parts through production based on projected demand. This we were already doing. All along we have been doing. But now we have to pull parts through production based on customer demand only. So this step relies on many lean tools, such as continuous flow, we have seen already. Haijunka, we have discussed. Kanban, yes. Standardized work and talk time. Talk time, I have already discussed. Standardized work, already discussed. Kaizen, continuous improvement. Continuous improvement and continual improvement. What is the difference between continuous improvement and continual improvement? Continuous means non-stop. Continual means periodically. That means one improvement every week. One improvement every month. That is called continual improvement. And continuous means every moment is a moment of continuous improvement. A strategy where employees work together proactively to achieve regular incremental improvements in the manufacturing process. Then, Kanban. Sometime back, I have mentioned this. Pull system. Again, same thing. A method of regulating the flow of goods both within the factory and with outside suppliers and customers. We are pulling the parts from earlier stage. It is based on automatic replenishment through signal cards that indicate when more goods are needed. Six practices of Kanban. First is visualize the workflow. Limit work in progress. Manage flow. Make process policies clear. Implement feedback loops. Improve collaboratively. To visualize your process with a Kanban system, you will need a board with cards and columns. Each column on the board represents a step in your workflow. Each Kanban card represents a work item. The Kanban board itself represents the actual state of your workflow with all its risks and specifications. When you start working on item X, you pull it from the to-do column. That means earlier column, pull it from that. And when it is completed, you move it to the done column. That means there will be one column called to-do, then will be one column X, and then next column will be done. This way, you can easily track progress and spot bottlenecks in that process. Next, KPI, key performance indicators. Metrics designed to track and encourage progress towards critical goals of the organization are KPIs. Then, NUDA, that is waste. Again, we have discussed waste. Anything in the manufacturing process that does not add value from the customer's perspective, something which customer does not want to pay, is called NUDA. NUDA means waste. The elimination of NUDA is the primary focus of Lean. Overall equipment effectiveness, that is OEE. Framework for measuring productivity loss for a given manufacturing process. Three categories of loss are tracked. First is availability. That means least downtime and machine is always available for production. How much is the availability of that machine? Then performance. What is the cycle slow? Is it running slowly? That is the performance. And the third is quality. That means how many rejects are there in that? 100% OEE means perfect production. That means full availability, performance as per the production chart, quality, that means zero rejects, 100% OEE means perfect production. Then, all of you know PDCA, plan, do, check, and act. An iterative methodology for implementing improvements. Plan means establish plan and expected results. Do means implement that plan. Check means verify expected results, and act means review and assess. Do it again, PDCA. Then, Pokayoke, error proofing, design error detection and prevention into production processes with the goal of achieving zero defects. Root cause analysis, a problem solving methodology that focuses on resolving the underlying problem instead of applying quick fixes that only treat immediate symptoms of the problem. We have to go to the root cause of the problem. Then, next is SMED, single minute exchange of die. Quickly, setting up quickly, reduce setup time, reduce changeover time to less than 10 minutes. That is SMED. Techniques include convert setup steps to be external. What is external? Performed while the process is running. So, you save time. Convert setup steps to be external. That is when the process is running. You do the setup. Next, simplify internal setup. That is replace bolts with knobs and levers. So that you simplify internal setup means when process is not running, but still you save time. And third, eliminate non-essential operations and create standardized work instructions. In short, you have to reduce setup. You have to reduce the changeover time to less than 10 minutes. Then, six big losses. Breakdowns, that means machine is not available. Then setup, which we have discussed just now. Small steps, reduce speed. Startup rejects, that means when you are actually starting the production, initially some rejects will be there. That is a loss. Production rejects are definitely the loss. Then smart goals. What is SMART? S-M-A-R-T. What is S? Specific. What is M? Measurable. What is A? Attainable. What is R? Relevant. And last but not least, the goal should be time specific. SMART goals. Then standardized work. What is standardized? Documented procedures for manufacturing that capture best practices, including the time to complete each task. That is standardized work, documented procedures. Then, tasked time. We have discussed already. If we are getting an order of 24 cars in 24 hours, you have to complete the production of that one car in 1 hour. That is the tasked time. The pace of production, for example, manufacturing one piece every 34 seconds, then you have to manage your cycle time to 34 seconds because customer is giving you order of one piece every 34 seconds. So you have to supply that piece every 34 seconds or you have to manufacture that piece every 34 seconds. That aligns production with customer demand. Calculated as planned production time divided by customer demand. Planned production time is, let us say, 24 hours. Customer demand is, let us say, 24. So the tasked time is 1. Then TPM. We have discussed already OEE. That is the same as TPM. A holistic approach to maintenance that focuses on proactive and preventive maintenance. To maximize the operational time of equipment, TPM blurs the distinction between the maintenance and production by placing a strong emphasis on empowering operators, working operators, workers. They maintain the machine. Empowering operators to help maintain their equipment, not only making production, but they look after the machine like a mother looks after the child. That is the idea between TPM. Total productive maintenance is empowering operators to help maintain their equipment like taking care of that equipment, like, you know, giving lubrication and all other things. Then value stream mapping. A tool used to visually map the flow of production. Exposes waste in the current process and provides a roadmap for improvement through the future state. Now, there are various steps in value stream mapping, that is VSM. First step, form a team to create the lean value stream map. Form a cross-functional team of high-level managers and supervisors from throughout your company. Representatives from multiple departments such as sales, customer service, inventory, operations and beyond will help ensure that information can be passed freely back and forth and that items don't slip through the cracks. Consider also adding the important suppliers to this group because an outsider perspective can be also helpful. The ideal team size is about 10 members. Small teams can miss important attempts, while large teams can end up being difficult to manage and coordinate. So, 10 members. So, the first step was to form a team. What is the second step in VSM? The Kaizen kickoff, VSM planning. After you have formed your VSM team, your next step is to hold a 3-day Kaizen event. Kaizen is Japanese and means change for the better. During a Kaizen, team members begin developing current and future plans. At the Kaizen event, the team must complete 4 important steps. First, determine the process family. Draw the current state map. Determine and draw the future state map. Draft a plan to arrive at the future state. What is process family? Process family, also known as a product family, is a group of products or services that go through the same or similar processing steps. So, determine the process family, then draw the current state map, then determine and draw the future state map, and draft a plan to arrive at the future state. Look for sections that have a similar or identical processing steps. Also look for sections that share about 80% of the steps. Consider attempts that share many of the same steps and procedures that can be created together by the same workers. Once you have identified similarities, the team must then identify which process family it will concentrate on first. Biggest bang for the buck, largest reduction in the lead time or inventory, biggest impact to the customer, highest probability for success, most visible to stakeholders, new product or service line, volume or quantity, where you get more benefit. So that the VSM team should consider. Then next step is creating the current state map. There are 2 kinds of value stream maps, current state and future state. The current state value stream map is used to determine what the process family currently looks like. The future state value stream map focuses on what the process will ideally look after process improvements have occurred. And that is the value stream mapping. Then, visual factory. Visual indicators, displays, and controls used throughout manufacturing plants to improve communication of information. That means, wherever there are charts, wherever there are diagrams, photographs, all this. Visual factory is a transparent factory. Everywhere, process and the process parameters, everything are very, very clearly visible. Then, short interval control, SIC. SIC is a structured process for identifying and acting on opportunities to improve the effectiveness and efficiency of production. It engages team members to review performance data 3 or 4 times within their shift to assess where they need to focus their efforts to improve performance. We have to improve performance everywhere. So SIC is one of the best steps for this, where we have to improve the effectiveness and efficiency. What is effectiveness? That is in light of the customer satisfaction. What is efficiency? In light of the process efficiency, how fast you are doing the process. And voice of the customer, VOC. Voice of the customer is a term that describes your customer's feedback about their experiences and expectations for your products or services. It focuses on customer needs, expectations, understandings, and product improvement. Now, we have completed all the points about lean manufacturing. Now let us see 8 different types of waste. First is defects. A defective is a product that is declared unfit for use, which requires the product to be either scrapped or reworked, costing the company time and money. This is a defective product, which we cannot use. Then overproduction. Overproduction refers to products made in excess, which is a waste, or before it is needed by the customer, or before a customer has requested it. So overproduction is a waste. Defective is already waste, that we know. Overproduction also is a waste. Then waiting for something is also waste. Waiting involves delays in process steps and is split into two different categories. Waiting for material, waiting for equipment, and idle equipment is also waste. Then non-used talent. It refers to the waste of human potential and skill. A worker who is highly skilled, if we are using that worker for a low-grade job, it's a waste of talent. The main cause is management is segregated from employees. There is no communication. There is no contact. When this occurs, employees are not given the opportunity to provide feedback and recommendations to managers in order to improve the process flow. And the production suffers. Workers are not allowed to talk. Management people say, "Why you are talking? We don't need your suggestions." When this happens, employees are not given the opportunity, production suffers. Then transportation is also waste. Unnecessary or excessive movement of materials, products, people, equipment, tools, unnecessary, also a waste. Transportation adds no value to product and can lead to product damage, defects, because transportation is not properly done. Definitely, product can get damaged. Then, inventory. Inventory refers to an excess in products and materials that are unprocessed. That is, raw material stock, work in progress, finished goods stock. Because finished goods stock is not yet sold, it's lying in the inventory. It's a problem because the product may become obsolete before the customer requires it. Storing the inventory costs the company time and money. And the possibility of damage and defects increases over time. It's a holding. Inventory holding also is a cost to the company. Inventory holding cost. Motion. Motion is unnecessary movement by people. We see when we take rounds, we see people are unnecessarily moving. Excessive motion wastes time and increases the chance of injury, accident. Then extra processing. Extra processing, excess waste is doing more work than is required or necessary to complete a task. Excess waste also is a waste. Then Six Sigma focuses on reducing process variation. We have discussed all along. Six Sigma reduces process variation and enhancing process control, improves process capability, whereas lean manufacturing drives out waste, all these types of waste, non-value-added processes and procedures, and promotes work standardization and flow. Six Sigma and Lean are amalgamated together to get extra benefits, like process variation is also reduced, process control is also improved, process capability also is improved, and waste is also removed, and process is standardized flow is improved. Lean manufacturing traditionally focuses on eliminating the 8 kinds of waste we have seen. Non-value added processes and procedures, MUDA, and promotes work standardization and flow. Lean Six Sigma uses the DMAIC phases, that is define, measure, analyze, improve and control. These are DMAIC phases similar to that of Six Sigma. This is Lean plus Six Sigma, beautiful Lean Six Sigma. The 5 phases used in Lean Six Sigma aim to identify the root cause of inefficiencies and work with any process, any product or any service that has a large amount of data or measurable characteristics available. The different kinds of certifications are divided into belt colors. The highest level of certification is a black belt, signifying a deep knowledge of Lean Six Sigma principles. We have seen this in section number 13.6. Below the black belt are the green and yellow belts. For each of these belts, that is green and yellow belts, level skill sets that describe which of the overall Lean Six Sigma tools are expected to be part at a certain belt level are available. The skill sets reflect elements from Six Sigma, Lean and other process improvement methods like theory of constraints and total productive maintenance, TPM, what we have seen. In order to achieve any of the certification levels, a proctored examination must be passed that asks questions about Lean Six Sigma and its application. Thank you.